24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. But first, let me ask you, how is your vibration? Well, what are you thinking right now? If you're thinking negative thoughts, then you will attract in negative circumstances. So switch up right now. Get yourself into alignment and think, what do I want? So you will then attract in positive experiences and circumstances. So I'm here in London, and I'm thinking that recently I've been doing a lot of interviews on the law of sexual polarity. And so I wanted to touch on that subject just a little bit more, because it's like people can't seem to get enough of it. And I want to touch more on how women can destroy the sexual polarity in a relationship. But first of all, for those that have not heard of the expression law of sexual polarity before, let me just break that down a little bit before I really get into it. Okay, so the law of sexual polarity is essentially the law of attraction that says like attracts like. So as a man, if you're in your masculine energy, you will attract a feminine woman so that you can feel more masculine. And of course it works the other way around. If you're a woman who is predominantly in your masculine energy, you will then attract an effeminate man, a man who's living more in his feminine energy. And the law of sexual polarity dictates that it is not gender specific. Okay, we all have masculine and feminine energy within us, so there's nothing wrong with that. It's just each energy dictates that we behave in a different way. Okay, so we have to get into different states. For example, when we're in doing energy, making things happen, competitive energy, that's defined as masculine energy. Okay, it's all about direction. Whereas feminine energy is more emotionally driven. Okay, and you would more associate that with a woman being in her feminine energy. She's mysterious, she's deep, she's nurturing, and all of those lovely words that we attribute to femininity. So sometimes when we think or we read about femininity and masculinity, the law of sexual polarity explains the dynamics between the two, the relationship between the two. It's really easy to kind of think, well, ooh, I'm not doing this, and therefore that means that I'm not feminine. So let me tell you, that's just complete BS. Let's just put that out of your mind. Okay, because it's great to learn about polarity and the differences between the two sexual energies. And we think that as a framework here at The Secret Vibe, that it's really important that you understand the opposite sex. Okay, but I don't want you to use this framework of this law of sexual polarity as something to judge yourself or others. Because then you would actually be doing yourself an injustice, okay? The law of sexual polarity is certainly not to be used in order to judge people, okay? Judge yourself or others, because ultimately we're all human beings that live in our different states, okay? And we're all capable of being in both our masculine and feminine energy. These are simply states that we get into. So let's just make that clear. There's nothing wrong with a woman being in her masculine, and there's nothing wrong with a man being in his feminine. Okay, so I just wanted to put that out there. Okay, because like I said, a woman who's in a masculine state is able to produce a result, achieve, accomplish succeed. So, for example, I had to be in my masculine energy, particularly all of last week, in regard to my new book that's coming out called The Difference. I had to do some editing work on it, and I had a milestone that I needed to achieve in preparation for my launch in May. And so I had to be so focused on that task, because I needed to achieve that deadline. Okay, I needed to accomplish it. I needed to succeed. Okay, so I was very much in that state of masculinity. You see, it serves its purpose. Now, a man in his feminine energy, it just means that he's able to connect, to feel, to understand, and to connect with other feminine energies. So you see that there's nothing wrong with being in either state. And ultimately, the goal is to develop both the masculine and feminine energy that is within ourselves, and really just knowing which one serves in a particular context. Okay, so let's look at this from a biological aspect, okay, and a romantic aspect at the same time. So when you fall in love, or when you become involved with somebody on a romantic basis, you have a tendency to move towards either the masculine or the feminine energy based on the energy that you naturally sit in, okay? And I want you to imagine a ruler, for example. So if, imagine a ruler. At one end you have masculinity at 100% and the other end femininity, okay? So if you're a woman operating in your energy of masculinity at 70%, you will attract in a feminine man operating at 70% in his femininity. Okay, so it's that Chinese saying of yin and yang. Okay, it's about balance. So biologically speaking, when you sit in your energy, it's really because of how we're wired. It's because of our biochemistry. So our brains and our bodies are actually hardwired to have this response, and it's outside of our control. You see, the masculine hormones that are in your body tell you to act in a way that's consistent to the masculine energy, and feminine hormones lead you to act more feminine. Now, I remember this. Many, many years ago, I was on the pill, and I had taken the pill because I had really bad acne at the time, and it was really good for, you know, acne, because I had hormonal acne, that's the right word. And the criteria to be on that particular pill, I remember it was called Dianet at the time. I had fallen outside of the criteria. I'd been on the pill for a little while now, a number of years, and the doctor was saying to me, you need to come off it. And I was kind of like, no, I don't want to get off it. My acne is going to break out. I had tried every solution that I possibly could. And I remember this particular doctor sitting me down and saying, listen, Valerie, I'm going to tell you something that no other doctor has probably told you. He said, do you want children? I had no children at that time. And I said, yes, of course. He said, we have been running tests in China, and we have found out that boy children are coming out more effeminate. And that blew me away. And I was like, okay, all right, take me off of this pill. Okay. So your hormones in your body, I reiterate, tell you or dictate that you act in a way that's consistent to the masculine energy if you have masculine hormones in your body, and feminine hormones lead you to act more feminine. Okay, so when you can live in your true sexual essence, your true reflection of your biochemistry, we can then begin to feel the euphoria that can bring, and the passion that can bring in a relationship when you truly just own yourself, okay? So you can see that it's neither right and wrong. That is just how you are. And so I don't want you to get caught up in the whole process of, am I being too masculine or am I being too feminine? You know, everything, like I said, it has its, every state has its purpose. And it's really for you to just accept who you are and recognizing the different states, okay? Especially as a woman, strong masculine women, sometimes I have clients, the strong women, they're always doing, and they don't understand why they're not drawing to them the man that they crave. They keep attracting men that are more in their feminine energy because they don't know these different states. They don't know how to switch from the boardroom to the bedroom, so to speak. So it's important for you to understand and to appreciate where you are biologically on the spectrum of social or sexual polarity, or on that ruler that I described. Because ultimately, where you are on that ruler that I described, you're born with a certain level of masculine and feminine hormones. So it's your DNA. It's our biology, and it cannot be changed. And I recently came across some interesting facts on Renee Wade, the amazing relationship consultants. And this is the statistics that I came across. So 80% of all females are feminine biologically. 10% of women are more masculine in their biology, and the other 10% have an equal 50-50 masculine or feminine biology, which is also referred to as asexual. And for the men, the same makeup applies. 80% of men are more masculine in their biological makeup, 10% are asexual, and 10% are more feminine. Okay, so that's a breakdown of our population. So in appreciation for ourselves, a biologically feminine woman would find it difficult, it would go against the grain for her to thrive in an environment, in a highly masculine environment, you know, something that's very high pressured, a corporate setting, because it goes against her nature. Okay, whereas a woman who's high in her masculine spirit, in her essence, will thrive in that same environment. Okay, so what it means is that when you recognize what your center of gravity is, then if your center of gravity is being more in the feminine, it means that it's best for you to lean into a career where that is a better fit for you, you see, and vice versa. So I remember doing a test on my center of gravity, and one of the questions were, again, this was on the Renee Wade website, which of these comments make me feel the most alive? One was, oh, you look amazing in that outfit. Another one, I think it was something like, I bet you can't down a glass of beer in one go. Another was, how would you like to travel around the world? And for me, my answer was, if someone says, oh my God, you look amazing in that outfit, you see, that is an extremely feminine trait. It speaks of radiance. It speaks of yearning to be seen. It speaks of the need to feel appreciated. Okay, it's a she wants to be seen, to seek attention, and feminine energy needs that. The feminine energy grows inside because of praise. So if you're a deeply feminine woman, you love to be told how amazing you look in that outfit, you see. However, the masculine energy grows and becomes more intense in responses to challenges. Yeah. So, for example, in that example that I just gave, down in a beer, you know, a pint of beer in one go, I don't even need to tell you. I'm sure you understand that that is masculine, okay? That would stimulate, you know, someone gave me that challenge, that would stimulate the masculine spirit inside of me, because it's competitive energy, you see. It's doing energy. Can you see how the feminine energy is receiving praise, receiving compliment, feeling radiant? You see the stark contrast between the two. Also as well, you see when I gave you that example earlier of, you know, having to finish my book in a certain time, you know, the editing, that is me responding in the high, in my masculine state, in my masculine energy. So can you see where it doesn't make it right or wrong? Even when you think, you know, feminine energy, you know, you think about it in terms of, say, the bedroom, okay? On a very sexual and an instinctive level, if I were to ask you, as a woman, what would you prefer? Someone that's bigger than you, physically smaller, the same size as you? If you're a feminine woman, your natural response would be that you prefer someone that's bigger than you. That's what a feminine soul actually prefers, you see. And because you want the masculine to take the lead, which is the larger force than herself. On the other end, a masculine soul prefers someone smaller than himself. You see? You see how this works? Or would I should I say, if it's a woman in a masculine energy, she would prefer a man who's smaller in himself, okay? Whereas if you're quite neutral in your sexual energy, then you may prefer someone who is the same size as yourself. And that actually represents a small section of the population who they define as asexual. They have little to no drive for sex, you see. So the stronger the sexual polarity, the stronger the relationship between the masculine and the feminine energy is, the stronger the draw of the relationship. So if you imagine two magnets in your mind, okay, one positive and one negative, they just snap together, don't they? Okay, there's that passion. The more you pull it away, what happens? You can feel them fighting to come together. But imagine if you've got two magnets and both ends are positive, okay? They're going to repel each other. You're fighting now to put them together, you see. So that's how it works. I hope that analogy helps. I'm just here thinking about masculine energy. And, you know, when you even think about it, men like, you know, like, for example, if you're in a car with a guy, a man doesn't want to ask anyone for directions. That's masculine energy. Even if a man is in a supermarket and he's trying to find something, he would rather walk up and down the aisles and find it, you see. Whereas a woman will just ask the shop assistant, oh, can you help me with, can you help me find this item? You see the different energies, okay? So that is how it works. Another example is, it never ceases to fail me or to amaze me how at Christmas time, men will wait right until the end to go and buy their Christmas presents. And I used to think, why do they do that? I just noticed this pattern. And again, it's because of masculine energy. Pressure of any kind is deemed as a challenge, yeah. and I know it sounds like ridiculous, but do you remember at school when we'd have our school exams and you'd have those people that would wait right till the end and cram? Well, that's masculine energy. That's masculine energy. Whereas my feminine energy would be, let me start earlier, you see, because how I feel is really important to me. And I don't want that pressure on me. So I'm going to start early or try to plan it out so I can avoid having to feel that way further down the road. So I might even avoid the deadline altogether and choose to focus on other stuff. That's if you're deeply feminine. But personally, I always like to start things early. I don't like feeling pressure. And it's not to say that I can't work under pressure, because clearly I earlier described that I had to. But I would much rather, if I'm in a position where I can avoid that stress, I would much rather start early on. And that is feminine energy. Now, we've all heard that guys can't multitask. Well, at least the ones who live in their masculine energy can't. And the reason for that is because the masculine mind is always looking to create a result. And that could be through cooking or having a conversation. And to create this result, they have to focus solely on that result, which means they totally become oblivious to everything else around them. It's total tunnel vision. And I remember once, just to give you an example, I was supposed to meet for a date with a guy one particular week. And, you know, for whatever reason, I couldn't make it that week. So he said, okay, let's do it the following week. The following week, he said it would be better for him. I didn't hear anything from him at all. And I just thought, oh, that's really rude. That's kind of like rude, you know. But only to realize, you know, through understanding how masculine energy works, that that week he had the most crazy week. And so understanding masculine energy, he became totally oblivious to everything else around them. So it's in the understanding of the opposite sex, you know, if we can understand this law of sexual polarity and how it works, that our relationships can become better. So that's why it's commonly believed that guys find it really hard to multitask. It's because of this drive to create a result. Whereas as women, feminine energy, not women, feminine energy, it isn't so worried about a result. It's more interested in the flow and the connection and the relationship. And that would explain why feminine energy tends to be in flow. Like, I tend to use the word flow a lot. I'm in flow, going from one thing to the other very easily and quickly. Okay. So women in their feminine find it easy to look after the kids, check what's on the cooker, talk about things that's going on, you know, on the school playground with other mums, and just looking after stuff. Yeah. You know, like that's part of feminine nature. In understanding the law of sexual polarity, I think it's really useful when you can think of energy as a state. Again, to use an example, I remember, you know, back in the day, attracting a guy who felt that he was always right. Looking back, I would even use the term narcissistic to describe him. And at that time, I was very much in a feminine state. I remember I was feeling very hurt at the time, you know, due to like a bad breakup. So I was actually in a bad place at that time and feeling quite wounded and hurt and insular, and, you know, wanting to feel like I wanted, you know, some big arms around me. And so in my feminine state, I had attracted this masculine energy. But as I began to heal, I began to move towards my center of gravity, which is, so when I say my center of gravity, predominantly femininity, but I obviously have masculine energy within myself. I would say that I'm 70% woman, female, effeminate, feminine energy. You can see I'm getting a bit tired. Feminine energy, and say 30% masculine energy. And so as I began to you know, sit in my center of gravity as I began to heal, his state changed and he became, in my eyes, more effeminate in response to my more masculine state. Okay, so you have to look at these things as well. Look at it as a state. So how does it play out, masculine, feminine energy, in work, for example, or with a partner who is very much in his own direction? Because like I said earlier, a woman who would find it really hurtful that her man doesn't find her attractive is actually like a slap in the face. And if a woman was to say to a man, you've got no drive or no direction, or you've lost your direction, that's like a slap in the face for a man. And so a really strongly feminine woman who is very much in flow would be happy to follow her partner's energy, masculine energy, if he's strong in his masculine energy, knowing the direction that he's going because of that feminine energy, you see. Take myself. I am quite driven, you see. And so in my masculine energy, I know where I want to go. So think about this again. Let me just make an extra point on that. So if you have this inner desire to trust and follow your lover's direction, that's perfectly fine. That's really feminine energy. So I'm just thinking at the moment, like, say, for example, you're being coached. You're a really feminine woman and you're being coached by a man who's really in his masculine. And he's just like, go, 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 go. You know, very result orientated. The woman is going to feel kind of out of sync with that. You see, there will be an attraction to the masculine energy, but she will actually find it really annoying because that's not the way that she works. You see. And oftentimes, you know, in society, we're told that you have to have a drive. You have to have a drive, but it's reflective of a man, masculine energy, telling that advice to women. And in fact, what that actually does is that suppresses the feminine energy, you see. The feminine energy doesn't know how to receive that because the feminine energy is always in flow. And as such, it's kind of like all over the place. You know, like I described earlier, multitasking, where a man is just directed. You know, it's like being on that train track and it's about getting the results, you see. So even in business or in a coaching environment, if a masculine coach understands how the feminine flow works, then he's more able to deal with her, you see, because he understands. If he doesn't, and, you know, she says, well, I've got to take care of the children, or, you know, I've got to pick up from school, or I couldn't do that because I had to deal with mum, he won't really understand, you see. So that's why it's important to understand masculine and feminine energy. So you see, both feminine and masculine energy has a place. And what's really interesting...
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.